This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. As students return to their classes this fall, several hundred are now converging daily on Santa Rosa Junior College's new Southwest Center. Carrie Campbell Price, SRJC's Dean of Continuing Education, says their new facility, on Wright Road, just south of Highway 12, was the old home of Santa Rosa Christian School.
It was purchased by the Wright School District as a potential site for expansion for them. They aren't ready yet to build a new facility there. So we are renting Heritage Hall and the gym and a small module. We actually have 7 fairly large classrooms that are pretty fully equipped. We have a computer lab. We have the gym, a faculty office, an admissions office, and a lab for our solar technology program.
That class in particular is drawing new students to the facility.
It started actually last spring, and we have a partnership with DC Power out of Healdsburg. And they have been gracious enough to provide us with the equipment for the lab. And then we offer the class. It's Electronics 156. It fills immediately. It's the beginning of what we hope will be part of our green technology solar electric program.
Beyond that, and 2 all-day traffic school sessions each month, Campbell Price says the courses offered at the Southwest Center are part of the school's core academic curriculum.
English as a second language and college skills fall into that category, so they're really entry-level classes for people who are learning English to then pursue their college education, as well as college skills, which allows them to perhaps get a GED class and get the skills they need to feel competent to go on in college-level classes.
These basic classes have been protected from the budget cuts that trimmed other elective offerings this year and also forced SRJC to pull back from the number of class offerings at other outlying facilities, including Windsor, Petaluma, and the Coast. While the new location for the Southwest Center is more visible, Campbell Price says it's actually a well-established program, one that operated previously with a much lower profile in the Corby Avenue Labor Center next to Highway 101.
It goes back into the 80s where we've offered classes at the Labor Center, primarily classes in English as a second language and primarily non-credit classes.
Still, over that 20-plus year history, a lot of students sought out those classes. In fact, says Campbell Price, some of them came from farther afield than you might expect.
Obviously, it would make sense that a lot of people come from the 95407 general area. But interestingly enough, we had people from Cloverdale and Healdsburg and South County who were also coming to that site. Some of that is that people live in one area and work in another. It's an easy stop to get an evening class. Primarily, it serves Southwest Santa Rosa, certainly Santa Rosa, but we do have people from outlying areas.
As they compile the statistics for the new group of students this year, Campbell Price says she expects that geographic diversity will continue. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.